now, Sarah. We're going to turn first to that vote in the Dáil. Two of the regional independent group who had supported the government, supposed to be in good days and in bad, overboard on this one.
Yeah, so Barry Heaton and Gillian Toole, who both support the government, voted against it and in favour of that Sinn Féin bill to prevent the central bank having any involvement with Israeli bonds. After the vote, the majority, I think, of opposition TDs stood up in the chamber holding banners that said ban Israeli bonds and stop financing genocide. But Barry Heaton put out a statement afterwards saying he supported the legislation because Ireland shouldn't facilitate the sale of bonds that help fund the devastation in Gaza. He said it was about standing up for international law and basic human rights. He did say he was fully committed to the programme for government, but that as an independent TD, he reserved the right to act on matters of conscience. And I understand as well, Gillian Toole put out a statement saying she hadn't received detailed briefings on the issue and its possible impact on EU law.
All right. Michael Fitzmaurice, you're the only TD here. So how did you vote on that yourself?
I voted with the Sinn Féin motion. I didn't stand up after it, I'd know, because in the Dáil, generally, you're supposed to do your vote and not have placards or whatever, or pieces of paper. I didn't do that part. I do agree with the motion. But in the line of Barry Heaney and Gillian O'Toole, you know, you agree a programme for government on financial matters and probably on motions of confidence. But when it comes to stuff like that, it's new gear and you should be, in my opinion, they're doing it the way that we said all along, that you, on matters of conscience or matters of external stuff, you should be allowed your own decision to do. I don't see it a big, you know, storm. I cannot see any problems down the line, because I think Barry Heaney said, as you've said already, Sarah said that he said he's committed to the programme for government. So, look, it'll be probably a bit of talk for a day and then that'll be all over.
I suppose it's nearly a pity, Sarah, this vote didn't happen earlier in the lifetime of the government, because it would have strengthened the case maybe to sit on opposition benches for Barry Heaney and the regional independent group. But
I think it still puts a bit of government or a bit of pressure maybe on the government in terms of its stance on Gaza, and especially, I suppose, as the heads of the Occupied Territories Bill is about to be drawn up. You know, does this put a bit more pressure on them to go further? I don't know, but I don't think they'll be overly happy that two of the independent TDs who are supporting them have voted against them this evening, especially for a Sinn Féin bill.
Okay,
the one thing that needs to be said as well is that while it's terrible and it's disgusting to see what's going on in Gaza, when you go down the country during the week or the weekends and you meet people with the different problems, it's down lower in the list of problems that we have. Like, you know, housing and agriculture and all these things are way up there compared with it. So, like, there might be, and people have a right to protest and everything, but when it comes to categorising the 70% or the 50% or the 30%, it's down lower. Well, no one wants to ever see anybody losing lives. Above all things, we should be making, although, whatever bits we can do, we should be doing it as a country. But we're not going to, look at your men in Israel, I think.
Maybe other TDs, though, in fairness, would be approached more vocally on it from the government point of view to take a different stance, and perhaps some of the left-wing parties, they would be picking up something different from constituents. Anyway, our esteemed Seán Dóigh here won't get a chance to have any say on this, because it's not going to the committee stage. So